Guys, my name is May, aka DJ Mayhem, and I'll be hosting The Mood with May here on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday from 11 until noon. Tune in weekly to hear me explore music and artists across genres and decades, curated around a different vibe or category each time. Whether you love finding new music just like me, or you want to switch it up a bit, I'll have plenty to offer. Follow me on Instagram at The Mood with May for updates and more information, or my show page on CFRC.ca.
Leela volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
hello, hello, folks, and welcome to your indie wake-up call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Dean.
I'm Megan. It's Tuesday.
The first Tuesday of 2025.
That's right. And we have a super-duper special show for you guys today.
So that's exactly right.
We're very excited to share it with you.
Last week, we counted down our top 50 to 26 tracks of 2024, and here at the top of 2025, we're going to be finishing that off with our top 25 through number one track of the year.
Yes, of 2024. And as always, if you want to see the whole list, you can find it on Dean's Spotify.
His name is
Dean Hayden.
That's exactly right.
But stick around, because for the next 2 hours, you're going to hear literally the best 25 songs of 2024.
Yep. Handpicked. It's a grueling, it's a hard job, folks.
I know.
Somebody's got to listen to all these tunes.
Exactly.
And that somebody is the pair of us.
It actually is kind of hard. There's a lot of songs.
There's a lot of songs, folks.
You gotta play a lot of them on repeat and decide and move them around in Excel spreadsheets and such.
Exactly.
But yeah, we're also going to be doing up a roundup of our favorite news stories and movies and such throughout the year. So
it was a year full of joy and smiles, folks. And we're going to be broadcasting those joys and smiles to all of you. We just heard song number 25 on our list. That was Theo Vanderhoff with In the Throes of Love. Is it Vanderhoff? Is it Van Den Hoff? And I just misread it? We may never know. We might never know. And then we're moving on to our sultry number 24 here. The Last Dinner Party, Feminine Urge.
This song is amazing. Again, I think it should be higher up. I'm gonna include my color commentary throughout this episode.
Okay, all right.
This song, top five for me, but 24 is fine. It's respectable.
It's a great song. This is a great record. One of like the best debuts I've heard in a minute. And I think I've said it before. I'll say it again. Wet Leg, Ball Is in Your Court. Are you going to be the best Britpop band of the decade? Because now someone's giving you a run for your money here. Last Dinner Party, The Feminine Urge.
Me down. I'm only here beside you. I walk the streets at night afraid what I might find. It's just a lonely voice that's shouting in my mind over you. Crazy without you. Darling baby, there's a darkness in the light, a wrong that can't be right, a day that fades into the night. Baby, don't you know that time will only tell, life's a lonely hell without you. The days and nights go by with nothing in between. I keep on trying hard to wake up from this dream over you. Crazy without you. But I might find it's just a lonely voice that's shouting in my mind over you. Crazy without you. Darling baby, there's a darkness in the light, a wrong that can't be right, a day that fades into the night. Baby, don't you know the time will only tell, life's a lonely hell without you.
behind things. And there are rings within rings within rings. I never lose. And who's the benefactor? And how to move without touching every interactor? When there are things behind things behind things. And there are rings within rings within rings.
Folks, hello, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard song number 22 on our countdown of the top 25 songs of 2024. That was Bon Iver, Things Behind Things Behind Things. Great little EP he put out there.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
It's a really good track, folks. He's still got it. Before that, we heard song number 23, The Sheepdogs, Darlin' Baby.
Yeah, your mom, loving this song.
Yeah.
She loves the Sheepdogs.
She really does. My dad can't stand them.
I love the Sheepdogs.
He thinks they all need to get haircuts.
Oh, come on. They look great. And their songs are great.
And then we heard song number 24, The Feminine Urge, The Last Dinner Party.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So good. So good. Okay, so I'm going over a top news stories of each month
okay.
of 2024.
All right.
From CBS News. This is literally the only article I could find where the pop-up ads did not make it literally completely unreadable, or they did it as a radio segment. Not that I don't love radio, but I need something to scroll on my phone. So CBS is going
to
be...
I just find it so much easier to scroll when I'm driving.
Yeah, exactly. So shouts out to them. Okay, January.
Okay, let's go. January.
Yeah. The Boeing door blew off the plane.
Oh, yes. And yeah. then they killed all of the whistleblowers.
Allegedly. You know, well, not even allegedly. Just like some people think that they were the ones that did that. You know, you decide
the,
for yourself.
Day before testimony. Yeah. yeah.
That was crazy. February, Kansas City Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Him and T. Swift were like little high school couple cheerleader, you know, all that stuff. They
no
look
comment.
Super cute. March, the Baltimore Bridge thing.
Oh, yes. The Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Truck. April, we had the solar eclipse.
Oh, yes.
That was really crazy. I was working at the library. We were handing out the eclipse glasses. It was basically mayhem. Like, everyone was barging down the doors screaming at us because we didn't have enough. May, Iran's president was killed in a helicopter crash.
Okay, I've said it before on this program. I'll say it again. If you are a world leader, do not get in a helicopter.
Yeah,
rookie move.
In June, the climate scientist Claudia Sheinbaum won Mexico's presidential election.
She's so cool. That's like the only piece of good news on this whole list.
July, the assassination attempt on Trump was the biggest news story.
Okay, second piece.
August, it says that there was a prisoner swap with Russia and the U.S. or something. Yeah.
All right.
September, Hurricane Helen. That was very unfortunate.
Not good.
Lots of little towns. October, President Jimmy Carter turned 100. Yeah. Oh, no. November, the election, the American election, obviously. December was the Syrian government being toppled.
Yeah, that was a big one.
And also Jimmy Carter died, I guess. So,
yeah. Jimmy Carter dying makes it so now the current president, Joe Biden, and the president-to-be, Donald Trump, are currently the two oldest living presidents.
What?
How crazy is that?
Oh my goodness gracious. Okay, well, anyway, that was the year in review. That's a lot of of stuff happening. Yeah. A lot of stuff happened.
Moving on to the country's oldest living indie musician, Mac DeMarco. Have you seen this guy, folks?
He's only like 38.
He's only 38, and folks, he's not looking like it. Too many viceroys.
He's a king.
But he's our number 21 here, Simply Paradise.
Baby, give a love to me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Come on, baby, now. Simply paradise. It's so long, oh, too long. I just really want to take it home. I know I can make you turn bad.
Whoa, no, no, no. Jamming of the loving for a long time, baby. It's moving alright. My heart defined. She is simply paradise.
Hello, is mine. Is mine forever.
Don't try, don't try to have her. She will. You got to know that she doesn't like you. Well, you know your love is ordinary. Your love.
Right on, right on, right on now. Oh, baby, simply paradise. Yeah.
My heart defined. She is simply.
My hello is mine, is mine forever.
Don't try, don't try to have her. She will be mine.
Simply paradise. Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm going on with that, you know.
Simply paradise.
But listen, Mac.
Yeah.
Italian doing better, Madonna said.
Madonna,
chairs. Okay. She knows.
Come on, pal.
Look the way she looks at me.
You're dreaming.
So beautiful she is. She can come with me.
She can come with me, pal.
I'm only with me.
Simply paradise.
Those devils drinking one gold 45. Take a walk and cruise the strip at night. Looks like you got a question in your eyes. You win some, lose some, baby, who's got the time? That's right. Sin City Lights. Spin the wheel around and roll the dice. Death Valley High. Don't let it run like the devil's son tonight. Red Naga High. I bet my life on snake eyes, I don't mind.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard song number 19 on our list of the best songs of 2024. That was, of course, TV Girl and George Clanton with Summer 2000, baby. Before that, we heard song number 20, Orville Peck and Beck, quite the team up, Death Valley High. And right at the top there, song number 21 was Mac DeMarco and Ryan Paris, Simply Paradise.
Yes, so top movies of the year.
Yes.
There was a lot of good movies, in my humble opinion.
Yes, and we'll definitely...
Maybe I say that every year because I just look at my list of the movies we've watched, and I'm like, oh my God, so many good ones. But yeah. I guess they make a lot of good
and
movies.
And we're going to be talking about that more. There's a lot of Oscar stuff that we have to catch up on. Oh, we don't even know what the nominees are yet, so...
And we're pretty behind on the Golden Globe nominees, so...
Well, not that doesn't matter.
No, but I'm saying
all.
They probably will be the Oscar nominees.
That's true.
And there's many, many we haven't seen,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, this is very true. But... With a button, number one, Nosferatu, we just saw recently.
Oh my goodness,
folks,
so good.
Folks, immaculate.
So
immaculate
good.
Film. More immaculate than the film, immaculate.
Wow, yeah, so I feel like Challengers and Nosferatu were my top two movies of
okay.
the year. Although I keep feeling like Challengers came out last year. I don't know why I feel that.
It was just at the top of 2024. It came out like January.
Oh, okay. So, anywho... Those movies, amazing.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
so
no
great.
Dune.
Oh my gosh. You know what?
Dune
Can
2.
I have a three-way tie for first place?
Sure.
I would like all three of those. Yeah, Dune 2, Challengers, Nosferatu.
All right.
Unmatched. Unmatched. All my director guys are there.
Yeah, yeah. Folks, the gang's all here. And right at the bottom for me and for many, I would hope, was the Mean Girls musical.
Yeah, we already went on a huge rant about it.
Truly heinous film.
The songs are just not good.
And it's filmed for TikTok, which drove me crazy.
They don't do anything. It's like the songs are there like in opposition to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's driving me crazy. It's not a good musical. Tina Fey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But actually, my personal least favorite was like Fall Guy, because I really wanted it to be good because it had Ryan Gosling in it, who I love, and it was terrible. So
yeah.
That one gets a boo.
Boo. That one gets a boo, boo.
Yeah.
But what gets a woo, woo from us? Number 18 on our list, Men I Trust. With they only put one track this year, and it was a great one. It's called Husk. Here we go.
Come on. like this everywhere, all the time, anywhere. Everyone all around, done somehow, seeking an escape. They're writing all their songs about it now. I keep on listening to the boys back in town. You and me soaking in rail gin, talking way too loud. I do this every now and again. The pattern that we're in, wearing thin, and now you're getting out to seek a different sea for drowning in. Guess I'm sad, 'cause I won't be the one dragging you down. Like it's dark outside all the time, anyway. The pattern that we're in, wearing thin, and now you're getting out. You found the difference, you're drowning in. Yeah, I guess that I won't be the one dragging you down.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are counting down the top 25 songs of 2024, and we just heard song number 16 on our list. That was Ducks Limited, Heavy Bag. That record, Harm's Way, really good. If you like Ducks Limited, I would recommend it, because it's like a Ducks Limited record.
So true. This is it's the just deep the analysis of music you're
coming to. The same great taste that you come to, a little fatty duck liver.
So true. We actually did play a lot of this record on this show throughout really the year, so we really did like it.
Before that, we heard song number 17, that would have been Magdalena Bay, Image.
Again, that's a top
great
three
record
for me,
that was a tough one to figure out which track to do. Death and Romance, also very good.
Yeah, that whole record is also amazing. Mm-hmm. But Image is the best song, and it's also in the top three of the year, so 17 is an inaccurate rating, but I will bite my tongue. And then before that, at 18, we had Men I Trust with their song Husk.
That's right. Now, folks, we know that you're gamer girls.
Yeah.
All of our listeners out there. We are not really. We have like 5 video games that we like to play. We're not keeping up with the trends, but our friends at Polygon are. So what are the top 10 games?
Okay, so
from
number
Polygon.
Number 10, Rise of the Golden Idol. Have you heard of that?
That's made up. That's not a real game.
It is a point-and-click puzzle game.
Okay.
Apparently great. Number 9, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Okay.
That's a lot of Final Fantasy.
Remake of a game games. That came out like 20 years ago cannot be in the top 10 for me. For
number
my
7. That's wild. That's getting into like Mario Kart levels.
There's like 20
versions. What?
There's 20
so
Final
why
Fantasy.
Does it say 7?
Like, well, Final Fantasy VII came out like roughly 20 years ago. And
what?
Like, this is just a remake of it.
I don't understand video game culture. Sorry. Okay, number 8, Dragon's Dogma 2.
I heard that was very good.
What is it?
It's like an RPG. Yeah, you fight big fantasy monsters.
Okay, number 7, UFO 50. It's a Windows PC game. It is a
it looks cartoony and
variety
cute.
Pack game.
Okay, like a little WarioWare, like mini game thing. That's fun.
I guess so.
50 little mini games, probably.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, number 6, Animal Well.
Okay, that's the one that Donkey made. Shout out to Video Game Donkey. Well, he produced
that's
it.
That's the YouTuber you like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what do you do in that one?
It's like a Metroidvania platformer puzzle game.
Okay, there's a lot of words in there. I totally know what all those names are. Okay, number five, Tactical Breach Wizards.
That I've never heard of, but that sounds cool.
It's a single-player campaign. It has challenge maps.
Oh, wow, a challenge map, eh?
Is that a specific kind of game?
No, I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds okay. I like wizards and
okay,
tactics.
Okay, puzzle. It says puzzle in the description somewhere. Okay, number four, Helldivers 2.
Okay, that's basically Starship Troopers, the video game. It's supposed to be pretty fun.
Okay, so you, like, are killing enemies.
Yeah, and, like, yeah, it's like this corporation is sending you to, like, kill bugs on alien planets.
Okay, you know what? I had seen a post last year that they were not going to make any new games for PlayStation 5 anymore, but I guess they are. Maybe they're not making any PlayStation 5 exclusive games anymore.
It probably meant like they were like there weren't developing any like they weren't starting development on anything new. Like these are just the games that are coming out now.
And everyone is making fun of it because PlayStation 5 had like maybe 10 exclusive games and that was it. And apparently that's not a lot or something.
It was a pretty short-lived generation.
See, look at me remembering facts.
That's pretty good.
Games. Okay, number three, Metaphor ReFantasio.
Okay, sounds Japanese.
It's something about democracy and disinformation, and looks like there's fairies in it from the picture.
Cool.
I'm really I know a
you're
lot.
Doing yeah
number two, Astrobot,
which is like Sony's version of Super Mario Odyssey. Essentially,
I swear it comes for free when you get a PlayStation 5.
I think
we have one at work and I don't know, maybe
it's probably like
not.
An I don't know,
or maybe
sometimes
like
they include a game
comes free or something.
It's supposed to be really really good.
Okay, cool. And number one, Balatro.
Correct. This is objectively correct, folks. I just got Balatro because it was on sale, and oh my god, I've never been more excited to see two numbers multiplied together.
Wow.
It's like poker and solitaire and Slay the Spire had a baby. It is marvelous. Run, don't walk to Steam.
Dean has been literally obsessed. It's like all day, every day.
I just beat Gold Stake yesterday, and that was huge for me.
Wow. So anyway, video games, that's the best one. It's the only
that's
one
the best
we've played,
one.
So it must be the best one. And if you play any video games and you're really mad at me for how I've handled this segment, you know, call in, say, bad job, because I did a bad job.
I think you did a great job.
That's the top 10 video games of the year.
And here's the top 15 song of the year. It's Peach Pit, Every Little Thing.
There we go.
Another, I'll be your keeper, brother.